With just under 5 laps remaining here, it is still Josh Haynes leading the way from Finley Allen. Josh Sargent holding off the challenge from Madison Jess. Jess sideways that time, going into the S's with Theodore Levanis. Levanis sits back there, just trying to make the move forward. Ward wraps out the runners as Cooper Allen, with his second DNF of the weekend, sitting on the sideline. So as Haynes withstands the pressure, then nose to tail as they run into the turns 1 and 2. Through the S's now. Allen was able to lead for 3 laps, but it's Haynes who has regathered the lead and is looking quite comfortable out there in the front of the field. So as the leaders come down to the start-finish line with 3 laps remaining, Haynes and Allen across the line, they're both tracking in that 38.7 of a second bracket. Fastest lap of the race so far does go to Finley Allen, a 38.583. Haynes' best lap, a 38.706. Further back, it is still is Sargent well out in front. In third position goes a 0.2 of a second gap over Madison Jess, but Jess hasn't looked like she's been pressuring Sargent for the last few laps now. Daniel Ward getting past Levanis, as Levanis really trying to gather it back up after that big mistake a lap or so ago. So, as the race leaders head back across the pit straight into the pit turn, white flag at the ready at the start-finish line. Allen goes to the outside. Allen straight into the back of Haynes. Haynes will gather it back up. So Allen just kept the boot in it, and Haynes went around as the checkered flag is about to wave. It will be Finley Allen who gets the checkered flag. As the checkered flag at the ready for the number 28, Finley Allen. Finley Allen will get the win. A bit of controversy on the last lap for sure, as Allen got into the back of the number 10, Josh Haynes. Sargent holding on for third. Then it goes back to Ward, who gets ahead of Jess on that last lap. So good work by Daniel Ward to come home in fourth, Jess in fifth, and Levanis will finish in sixth place. So after this final race in the cadets, Haynes will still finish on 4 points provisionally, and Finley Allen on 6 points. So even though they swapped positions on that last lap, it shouldn't finish the relationship between the two on the podium overall today. So Junior Max is up next. This is the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Getting set now for Junior Max to head out onto the circuit. Josh Hemphill has had three victories so far today over Kieran Farley in the 29. So, be interesting to see. The gaps have opened up after every race so far. So hopefully Hemphill and Farley, after the lunch break, a bit of time to work on their carts, they will have found a bit of a performance change, and hopefully we can see a much closer battle. The second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship is brought to you by a great series of sponsors in 2013, including National Gas and Water, Rock Solid Concreting, BioZoom, Capital Trophies and Sportswear, Canberra Kart Shed, Neoplex Architectural Signage, The Stable Karting, Yass Valley Earthworks, and Yass Firewood Supplies. We hope you remember to support the people who support karting right throughout the Canberra region. So a lap away from a start now here in heat number 4 of Junior Max. As I mentioned, Hemphill has had the advantage throughout all three races so far, winning heat number 1 by 3.95 seconds. He won heat number 2 by 4.25 seconds, and heat number 3 by 4.7 seconds. It's an even start. Farley tried to go with Hemphill off the first turn there, just had to check up as Hemphill had the line. As they come over the rise now, work their way up the back straight, Hemphill and Farley, nose to tail now, about a 3-cart length buffer between first and second as they come through to complete lap number 1 here in the final heat of Junior Max. Next meeting out though, expect to see a lot more Junior Maxes on the circuit when it's the first round of the Southern Star Series. Registrations are now open for the Southern Star Series. You can check out all the information at canberracarts.com.au. The Southern Star Series run over 5 rounds at Canberra, Dubbo, Wagga, Grenfell and Griffith. The information packs are online and the first round is here at Canberra on the 23rd and 24th of March. We hope to see you back here for what will be a very exciting race and the nation's capital in, of course, the C100 year. So Hemphill and Farley are both making their way around the top of the circuit now. Hemphill at 32.929, his best lap of the race. Farley at 33.28, he goes better than that now, a 33.216. Now his best, and it was a 32.947 for Hemphill on that last lap. The gap out to 1.1 seconds here after 3 laps in this final heat of Junior Max. Now of course, for those of you who had the opportunity to look at some of the exciting plans of the Canberra Kart Racing redevelopment, the plans are currently on display in the Canberra Kart Racing Club house, And I'm sure when you look at the website and see the updating information that is available on the website, you will enjoy the future for the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The proposed layout and the proposed redevelopment that's now going to the Planning Authority does allow for the new track to be built whilst the existing track is still being utilised. So great news that there will not be a break in the racing here at the Canberra Club whilst the new circuit gets constructed. So racing will continue on this circuit until the new track is ready to go, and at that point racing will move to the new track and the paddock facilities will be developed in the current area that this racetrack is in. So great news coming up ahead for the Canberra Kart Racing Club and that redevelopment now moving into its next phase. You can find out more details in the clubhouse or at canberracarts.com.au. Cross the line again, half race distance now completed as Josh Hemphill has completed laps of 12, and it is his best lap, 32.750 for Farley, his last lap at 34.326, so he has dropped off the pace somewhat as Hemphill across the line once again, and he has a 32.733. he goes faster than his best lap and setting that mark now, the gap out to 4.667 seconds between first and second. Farley last lap through a 33.579. So as Hemphill continues to click off some very solid laps, a 32.74 that time by for Hemphill. So the first time in a while he hasn't been able to break his best lap of the race. A 33.698 for Farley this time. The gap is out to 5.62 seconds. That is the biggest gap of the race so far. So, across the start-finish line, Hemphill. It's a 32.776 for Josh Hemphill. Kieran Farley. Is a 33.316. As the race leader heads across the start finish line now with two laps left to run. Two laps left to run for Josh Hemphill and Kieran Farley. In fact, less than that now, as Farley last lap a 33.4, Hemphill a 32.9. So as the leader heads back down the pit straight towards the white flag and what will be a dominating win in Junior Max, Andrew Hemphill in that 17 cart, sorry, Josh Hemphill in the 17 cart across the start-finish line now. He got out to a 7.2 second advantage in this run. Of course, two laps longer than the heats earlier today, and he's been able to dominate right throughout the racing. So Hemphill heads towards the checkered flag, and it will be victory to Josh Hemphill. He wraps up the day ahead of Kieran Farley in Junior Max. Up next, open performance, running 10 laps as, one of the drivers, Mark Townsend, will be unable to start the final. We'll talk more about that after we thank some more of the great sponsors here in the 2013 Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship year. The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yas Valley Earthworms. They're tough but capable experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworms has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club for all your concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today.
Biozone, quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Shablow on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal car cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozone. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozone, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in open performance.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then
as across the line, it's Harrison Knight who picks up the lead. Knight now leads Ruiz in through the right-hander. Ruiz tries to fight back up over the rise, but Knight has got the pace on him at the moment. So open performance, just over 10 laps, unfortunately for Mark Townsend, who won two out of the three heats earlier today. He is re-injured, his ribs, and it is just become a bit too painful to sit in the cart for this final race. So Mark Townsend sitting out this race, trying to get himself ready for the Southern Stars Series here next month. And Harrison Knight and Eddie Ruiz have decided just to go for 10 laps in this two-kart battle as they work their way up around the top of the circuit. So looking at the points, with Mark Townsend not starting this race, he'll finish the points on 6 by my calculations. Harrison Knight starts this race on 4, so if Harrison Knight wins this, he will take out the day. Now, if Eddie Ruiz, for some reason, punts him off the racetrack, or Knight makes a mistake and doesn't finish, Townsend will still take the win, because Knight will finish on 7 points. So it's still a battle for the victory overall, depending on how things play out. But at the moment, Harrison Knight leading the way. He won heat number 2 in what was a very close battle. In fact, in heat number 2, that's when Mark Townsend re-injured his ribs and possibly was what allowed Townsend to make the mistake which allowed Knight to go through. So as he watches on, Knight leads the way. Knight out in front, his last lap his best, a 32.051. Ruiz, a 32.15. This time, a 32 even. So Knight on lap number 4, going even faster than previously in this race. Eddie Ruiz, fastest man on the circuit though, a 31.963. for Ruiz. So Ruiz in the Ruiz construction cart leading the way speed wise but can't find the way past Harrison Knight in the 42 cart. So as we're past half race distance now, Knight, your race leader, he's trying to hold off the number six card of Eddie Ruiz, who once again put in a 32.154 second lap. Knight that time faster, a 31.98. Across the start finish line, the gap 0.4 of a second last time. This time Ruiz has closed it up to 0.316 of a second. Ruiz a 32.08 and Knight a 32.16. Ruiz off the track that time through the dip. That'll cost him tenths of seconds. They work their way around the top of the circuit once again. Knight leading the way as he comes down to three laps left to go. The tyres screaming on the cart as he launches it through the pit turn. The gap, it's opened back up again. As Knight was a 32.04, Ruiz a 32.18. Out to about four cart lengths the gap as they head up the back straight with 2.5 laps left to travel. Knight, fastest lap on lap 5, Ruiz fastest lap on lap 4, and they've been within a tenth of a second throughout the last few laps. This time Ruiz 31.123, Knight a 32.185. And the gap still 3 to 4 cart lengths as they head up the back straight. As Townsend sits and watches to wonder whether he'll come second or manage to grab the victory today. Ruiz sliding the card around. That's going to cost him time as the white flag is out. Knight starts his final lap in car 42. Works through the S's now. A 32.15 for Knight last lap. A 32.24 for Ruiz. As they head up the back straight, that gap still 3 cart lengths around the top of the circuit now. And Knight looks like he's got it under control. A quick look over the shoulder to make sure he's got Ruiz covered off. And then heads through the pit turn and to the checkered flag. Knight takes the victory, Ruiz home in second, and Knight will pick up the points victory overall for today. Townsend, who couldn't start the last race, finishes in second, and Ruiz will come home in third. The rookies are up next. This is the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes, Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yes, Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Jaden Boulding's on the pole, Thomas Sargent on the outside of the front row as we go racing in the rookies. And it's Sargent who gets the jump over Boulding. They work their way through into the S's for the first time. And it is the 55 of Cameron Ward up into third place, followed by the 11 of Luca Krzyzewski. As Balding goes to the inside of it, now he'll take the lead. Looks like Ward's gone with him on the outside, and it's Sergeant shuffle back two spots as they work their way through into the pit turn for the first time. So it's Balding, Ward, Sergeant, Kravoski, Fripp, Chancellor, Johnson, Anthony Lost, no taking part in this fourth and final heat. As they work their way up the back straight, Sergeant looking to go up the inside of Ward, trying to get back that position. He can't do so. Comes off the top turn about three cart lengths behind now. As Jaden Balding, who sits on 3 points coming into this final heat. Sergeant was on 4, Kravoski was on 11, and Ward on 14. So the battle was for first and third positions as we have entered into this final heat race for the rookies. Around the top of the circuit, and it's Balding who has the advantage over Ward. Sergeant is falling back now into the clutches of the 75 of Rowan Fripp, who's got past Luca Kravoski as they work their way down the front straight and into the Revolution Race Gear, turn number one. It's still Balding who leads the way. Ward, looking at his carburetor, goes and makes some adjustments now on the carburetor to change that air-fuel mixture. He wants to try and get some more performance out of that car as he now sits 0.4 of a second behind the race leader. Sergeant still holding Fripp at bay in the battle for third position. Sergeant knows that only a DNF would see him drop back to third, but I'm sure he wanted to do everything he could to stay in front of Jaden Balding here in this fourth and final heat. So Balding leads from Ward. Sergeant, the Grenfell driver in the Tegra-sponsored cart, number 47, sits in third. Fripp in the 75, then it's back to Kravoski in the PCR AK Racing entry, who's back there in fifth. Chancellor and Johnson round out the field. Here comes Sergeant now, back onto the bumper of Cameron Ward. The 55 of Ward finds Sergeant up on the inside as they hit the top turns, but Sergeant not close enough to make the pass. It looks like Fripp and Kravoski going to make it a four-way battle for second as they work their way through the pit turn. Across the line, Balding continues to lead. His gap's out to 1.2 of a second over Cameron Ward. Sergeant, he's got pressure from behind from Fripp, also from Kravoski, as Sergeant now looking to try and make a move coming up over the rise. Ward, under plenty of pressure, they're side by side up the back straight. Sergeant on the inside, Ward on the outside, but Ward has the line and the momentum into the top turn. Balding, his last lap, a 38.14. His best lap of the race was a 37.8. No pressure on him at the moment out in front. As Sergeant looks on the inside, going into turn number one, Ward locks it up and stops Fripp from following Sergeant through, and Sergeant back up to second position with a 1.7 second gap between himself and the race leader in Jaden Balding. Cart number 16 works his way around the top of the circuit now, and it will be Balding who heads down the pit straight and looking to be able to maintain his position at the front of the field. Sergeant in second position, 1.8 seconds back. Although that lap Sargent was 0.04 of a second slower than Jaden Boulding. So 1.8 seconds, the gap there, and this will be the first lap by Thomas Sargent that he gets with no traffic in front of him. Ward behind, still keeping the pressure on, but at the moment, Sargent, just looking at the dashboard, he didn't like some of the information he received, so going up the back straight that time, he started to adjust the carburetor, and now coming down the front straight, he does the same again. So as Boulding maintains that 1.8 second gap, both drivers, 37.9 second laps on that last time by. Looking at Ethan Johnson at the back of the field, he's still less than half a lap behind the race leader. So I don't expect a back marker will play a factor in the outcome of this race. Jaden Boulding, the leader, comes across the line with two laps left to run. Sargent now 1.5 seconds back. He's taken 0.4 of a second out of the lead on that last lap, but there's not enough laps left, you would think, for Sargent to be able to make a challenge on the lead. Leader, Jaden Boulding, goes for the carburetor. The battle for third, Ward, Fripp and Krivoski, is still going quite hard. Sargent's managed to break away from that pack as Boulding heads down towards the white flag to start his final circuit. Boulding, one heat, one and two. Sargent won Heat 3 with Boulding back in third. And Sargent now in second place, realising it will have to be a big, big lap to be able to catch the leader who has been setting some good times. The gap was down to 1.1 second last time by the start-finish line. It's almost about five cart lengths as they go around the top of the circuit. As a spinner further back in the pack, that's Cameron Ward, I think you'll find, the third place runner who spun off the circuit in the top turn. As Jaden Boulding comes down to take his third win of the day, Sargent home in second, Fripp will come home in for third place. Fourth is Luca Krivoski. Fifth place goes to Taylor Chancellor. Sixth place to Ethan Johnson. And seventh place, last cart home. No, in fact, they haven't. Yes, Cameron Ward not able to get his cart fired back up. Now that will be important in the scheme of the Canberra Club Championship, that DNF, because he only had 1 point gap between himself and Taylor Chancellor, and a 2 point gap between himself and Rowan Fripp, so he'll drop a couple of places with that DNF in the rookie standings overall today. Up next, restricted sportsman here in the for the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Primer Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Fishwick. Give Brett a call today for all your karting and chassis requirements. And the Canberra Kart Shed also runs Freckle engines. With their own engine dyno, they can tune your engine to perfection. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au, or give Brett a call on 0438 303 224. The Canberra proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. So in what has been an interesting day's racing in Sportsman Restricted, they head out now to warm up. In fact, out of the 14 carts that have started today, just under half have had a DNF throughout the day. In fact, Lancel Gear won't be starting here in the fourth and final heat. Macaulay Allen's won all three heats so far. He starts from position number one. Jack McCoy in the 94 starts out of 271s. Damien Murphy, Jeffrey Bell in the 44, Ray Vance in the 16, Lachlan Taylor in the 17, and Brandon Boots in the 95 is the last of the non-P-plate drivers, and he is driving in a Clubman. They go down side by side into turn one, still not in single file as they work through the right-hander of the S's. Eventually, a bit of contact there. Hutchinson drops towards the back of the field along with Reed as well, as they were trying to avoid the contact in front of them between Millward and Humphreys. Leaders working their way around the top of the circuit, and as I said before, the 96 of Macaulay Allen, dominant today, winning all three previous heats. And he's looking confident out in front at the moment. Jack McCoy doing well in this final heat. In fact, McCoy takes the lead on lap number one. Allen sits in second. He is 1/10 of a second behind McCoy, with Murphy a further 0.8 of a second back from the race leader. So as the leader heads round to complete lap number two, McCoy leading from Allen. Now Allen couldn't be passed in the points today, as he has 0 points going in to this final race, unless he was to DNF. So McCoy and Allen nose to tail as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again. Further back, a few battles deeper in the pack. We'll tell you about them in a moment. It's Murphy, Bell, Norsven doing a good job there, now getting past Bell. Daniel Nardi in the 73 has driven well today. He's a P-plater as a nose cone off the cart, and so that's Hutchinson who's lost the nose cone, and he will have to withdraw. So unfortunately for James Hutchinson, that is another DNF for him today. His second one after contact in heat number two saw him off the track. The yellow flag is out because the nose cone is in the exit of the apex in the right-hander of the S's. All carts making their way through there without hitting it, which is good news. Race leader is still McCoy. Now Michael Norsvand in the 77P has worked his way up into third position now. He sits 2 seconds behind the leader. Challenge for the lead into turn number one. They're side by side through the S's, and McCoy hangs on. McCoy just washed out a little bit through turn number one. That opened the door then for the number 96, Macaulay Allen, to come in. He fought back, and at the right-hander, he had the advantage of being on the inside line, and now Allen has lost a bit of ground at the back of that battle. So McCoy out to his biggest lead of the race, 0.4 of a second. Now Allen closes that gap up again through the tighter part of the circuit, but it also gives Michael Norsvand, who is the best of the P-platers today, he sits on 11 points in third position in the restricted Sportsman Light. So he sits right behind Allen and McCoy on the points table, and on the racetrack as well, he now sits in third place. Back behind him, Damien Murphy, who is the leader in the heavies. Murphy up into a fourth position with Daniel Nardi now in the 73 cart, closing in on him, wanting to grab that fourth position. Nardi has had an up and down day, a third place and a fourth place, but a DNF in the middle when he lost the nose cone trying to come through the traffic, and that costing him any chance of being able to stand on the podium this afternoon. But he continues on the battle of course between the 71 of Murphy and the 77 is only for the position on the racetrack. It's not a class battle, as we have three classes out there in this restricted sportsman heat number four. As the leaders work their way across the start finish line, McCoy continues to lead the gap, 0.123 of a second. Michael Norsvan now 0.49 of a second off the lead. He is really benefiting from the battle between first and second appearing in front of him. As across the start finish line, a very, very loud sounding Brandon Boots in the 95. That's the Clubman that's out there, and that engine just doesn't quite sound right. As McCoy continues just to defend his line, he opens the door now, and Macaulay Allen tried to go in there again but thought better of it. And this means Michael Norsvander in third place looms up. Oh, a touch through the dip. Lucky to keep that cart on the ground after it got very airborne as he came off the circuit and ran the ripple strip. So I don't really think Macaulay Allen realised that Norsvan was making a move right there. Another cart off the circuit. That's the Nandi cart, the P73. Didn't see what caused him to go off as they came down the pit straight. But plenty of action here in Restricted Sportsman as Jack McCoy leads the way, looking to finish off his day with a solid win. But McCauley Allen, he wants the perfect sweep on the day, and Allen looks to the outside, looks to the inside. Norsvan closing back in to make it a three-way battle as we come down to three laps left to run. McCoy again just running wide as he gets through the first apex of turn number one, and that is where he really opens himself up, because Allen doesn't mind sticking his nose in there trying to make the move into turn two, which leads into the S's. So McCoy under plenty of pressure as they head back down the pit straight and into the pit turn once again. Oh, a good run off the pit turn. Allen had the momentum that time. McCoy and Allen lucky they didn't come together as they went across the start finish line. White flag at the ready next time by. At the moment the leaders head through the dip and up onto the back straight. More shenanigans further back in the pack. That'd be Lachlan Taylor and Brandon Boots who got together coming off the top turns. So could a back marker be a decider in this race? Jack McCoy, who goes under the white flag now, is hoping that that is not the case. McCoy, who's led since the green light, he leads up over the rise this time. Allen looks like he's still trying to push it all the way to the checkered flag. He wants to clean sweep the day with four wins. McCoy is the only thing stopping him from doing that as they come off the top turns. McCoy protects the inside line going into the pit turn. As they come off the pit turn, Jack McCoy will take the win. Allen comes home in second. Third place goes to Norsvan. Fourth place to Nardi, a great drive by him. Fifth place to Murphy, first of the restricted heavies home. Then it was Millwald in sixth place. Seventh place goes to Vance. Eighth place going to Bell. Ninth to Reed. And 10th place to Brandon Boots, the first of the clubmen, ahead of Lachlan Taylor in 11th. Daniel Humphreys came home in 10th position there. So, an interesting race for the restricted sportsman, light heavy and clubman heavy. Junior National is up onto the track next for their fourth and final heat of the day. This is the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but capable experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today.
Biozone, of quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Shablow on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Car Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozone. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zublotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
All right, it's Junior National, light and heavy, getting set for a start. Away in racing, Fife and Shibutera shared the front row. Shibutera in the 13 gets the jump off the start. Fife fighting back now, and Shibutera and Fife, they carve contact through the right-hander. Lachlan Chancellor is going to be the one that comes out in front as Jamie Prendergast pulls off the circuit. Oh, that's disappointing. Once again, he has had dramas here in this weekend of racing. As the leaders head down into the pit turn for the first time, Fife heads across the start-finish line. Chancellor in second, then it's back to Shibutera, Johnson, Woolner, Whitty, Boulding, Izzerin, Townsend and Jared Prendergast, the running order. So going into this final set of heats, Fife and Shibutera were on 5 points apiece. Shibutera was doing everything he could to try and make Fife have to do the chasing as Shibutera goes up the inside of Chancellor now to take second place back. Unfortunately, in his bid to try and grab the lead, Chancellor was able to get in between him and Fife. So now the difference is just 2 points between Fife and Shibutera. Shibutera sits in second place. He is just on a half a second back. Interesting battle for third now between Lachlan Chancellor in the 22 and the 9 of Ryan Johnson. So Fife in the NGW stable karting entry leads the way from the 13 of Sean Shibutera. Then it's Chancellor holding off the battle between himself and Johnson. Woolner's in the MIA powder coating cart from Griffith. He sits back about 1.5, almost 2 seconds, in fact, behind Ryan Johnson. He's not proved to be a factor in the Junior National Lights battle today. Jack Izzerin is leading the heavies battle. Izzerin now coming up onto the back of Woolner with Cody Boulding behind him, Jared Whitty, then it's Townsend and Jared Prendergast rounding out the runners. As the leader, Josh Fyfe, heads down into the pit turn. His lead just under a second on the last lap. This time, he comes through and it's 1.1 seconds from Sean Chibutera. His fastest lap of the race was on lap 3, a 36.339. His last lap, a 36.43. For Chibutera, his last lap, a 36.629. So as the leaders head around the top turns now, Johnson has made the pass on Lachlan Chancellor to take third position. So he's now putting the pressure on Chibutera. Makes a mistake going into the pit turn that time. He ran the ripple strip on the apex, got up into the air again, and that's going to give Johnson and also Chancellor a lot of encouragement that they can get second place again. Now Woolner trying to fight back in the battle between himself and Isrin. He's come back and he's hit Isrin, and looks like the chain has come off the cart. Now, that was only a battle for track position. Isrin was in the heavies battle and is quite upset that he has got his second DNF of the afternoon after two wins in the first two heats of the national competition. So as the leader heads up the back straight once again, the heavies battle now, it's Cody Boulding leading that battle from Whitty, and then further back in the pack you have Joel Townsend battling it out with Jared Prenegast for 8th and 9th position on the racetrack. Across the start finish line, Josh Fyfe leading the way. That gap out to 2.7 seconds now as Chibutera misses the apex going into turn one. I thought Johnson was going to launch a move up the inside then. Johnson thought about it but realised it just wasn't a sure enough move to be able to pull it off. He goes to the inside of Chibutera now along the back straight. And Johnson is up the inside. Chancellor goes with him. Three wide off the top turn. And it is Johnson, Chancellor, and Chibutera shuffled back to fourth position. Meanwhile, Fyfe has opened his lead even further. 3.6. Chibutera dives up the inside of Chancellor to at least get third place back. It doesn't look like Fyfe is going to be caught today. Fyfe is well out in front now. He's on 5 points with a win in heat number 4. Chibutera currently sits in third place, which will put him on 8 points. Johnson on 8 points now, sitting in second, will have him on 10 points. So it will see Johnson finish third overall today. Johnson had a second and two thirds. He wants to finish the day with a second, as Fyfe is well out of reach at almost 4 seconds ahead of the leaders. Chibutera, though, has not given up. White flag goes out to the leader, Fyfe now. Chibutera still wants that second place. It will secure him second on the podium overall today. As Johnson, he ran wide coming through turn one that time. And Chibutera was the one thinking about the dive up the inside. As they head along the back straight, Chibutera goes to the inside. Johnson covering him off. As they head up the back straight, around the top turn, Chibutera trying to go to the inside. Fyfe is through the pit turn now. He'll be heading to the checkered flag. The battle is for second as Fyfe takes the victory, his third of the day. Johnson and Chibutera at the line. It's Johnson second, Chibutera third, Chancellor fourth, and then Woolner back there in fifth position. In the heavies, it's Cody Boulding who takes the victory from Jared Whitty in second. Then it's back to Jared Prenegast. A good drive by Jared Prenegast. with Joel Townsend in fourth place in the final standings. Jackie Isrin and also Jamie Prendergast, both DNFs at the end of this final heat for Junior National Light and Heavy. The Sportsman Heavies and Super Heavies are up next. This is the second round Racing Club Championship for 2013.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart.
That, to me, looks like a female name.
As we get set now for the Sportsman Heavy and Super Heavy fourth heat, Robert Hogan starts from the pole on cart number 6. The 47 is Benjamin Forbes. The 66 is John McCabe. The 5 is Andrew Hemphill. The 8 is Paul McCabe. 7, Barry Laver. In the Super Heavies, Eddie Ruiz in the 26. Greg Williams in the 15. Danny Jarks in the 43, and the 51 is Ian McPhee. Now, interestingly, in the Super Heavies, Greg Williams and Eddie Ruiz have been having a bit of a tussle between each other right throughout the season so far, and Greg Williams and Eddie Ruiz had a bit of a touch in that last heat, and so Greg just got the red mist descend and drove through the side of Ruiz, and I think Danny Jarks came out, well, not quite the worst for weather, but he's certainly involved in the incident. Bent the steering on Greg Williams's cart, and for Eddie Ruiz, he has actually got a bent rear axle. He's going to try and finish this race meeting off with the rear axle sending a fair bit of vibration up through his back, but he is looking to try and build on his success in the first round of the championship last weekend. As they get set for a start, even start, Forbes and Hogan. It's Hogan who has the line into turn number one. Forbes tries to force his way as John McCabe will take second position from him. So as McCabe in the 66 works his way up into second position now, it's Hemphill back in fourth. Hemphill with a DNF in heat number 3 after winning heat number 2, frustratingly sees himself on 11 points. Forbes and McCabe both on 8 points, and Robert Hogan sits on 4 points. So Hogan was able to be caught, but with a good strong start like this, Hogan looks well out in front and should be able to maintain his pace at the front of the field. Now John McCabe getting ahead of Benjamin Forbes with them both on 8 points. That's a 1 point difference and would have McCabe sitting second place overall in the day's results. So whilst Hogan has got out to a 0.641 second lead after one lap, he extends that to 1.018 of a second in lap number 2. His first flying lap, a 32.790. McCabe, your race. McCabe, who's finished with 2 third places and a second. Forbes has had 2 seconds and a fourth. So Forbes would be quite frustrated that he's had 2 better finishes than McCabe so far today, but has not been able to capitalise on that points difference, and now McCabe has the advantage on the racetrack in heat number 4. So the gap between Hogan and McCabe out to 1.3 seconds as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again. With 4 laps completed this time by, it's Hogan, McCabe, that's John McCabe, Benjamin Forbes, Andrew Hemphill, Barry Laver, Paul McCabe, then it's Eddie Ruiz, Greg Williams, Danny Jarks, and Ian McPhee. Rounds out the running order. So Laver, back there in 5th position, just not quite battling anyone at the moment. He's got a 1 second gap behind him to Paul McCabe. Now Paul McCabe has been showing some signs early in the race of doing well, running in 2nd and 3rd position many of the races so far today, but then come about 7 laps into the race he's just backed up. Well, here in heat number 4 he started back in 5th position and he has not been able to make any inroads forwards, and that has meant that he has once again had to find himself not in a position where he can challenge for a trophy. So Hogan comes across the line after 6 laps are completed, 9 laps remaining. He leads by almost 2 seconds over John McCabe, who has got now a 0.6 advantage between himself and Benjamin Forbes. Hemphill sits back there in 4th position, the only other winner today but for Robert Hogan. As, oh, 1 cart off the track. I think that's Hemphill. So Andrew Hemphill in the 5 cart will get his 2nd DNF of the day, and that is disappointing for the Canberra driver, as he is the first retirement of this sportsman heavy and super heavy 4th heat. In fact, so far in the lights, Hemphill has been the only retirement today, doing it twice now. In the super heavies, Jarks and McPhee didn't finish heat number 1. So Barry Laver now has found some pace and got himself up into 4th position. Laver, who is on 16 points coming into heat number 4, trying his best to move his way up in the club championship as much as possible. Now Hemphill will get 6 points, so he'll finish the day on 17 points. So I think Hemphill won't be passed by Laver, who currently runs in 4th position, as that will put Laver on 20 points. McCabe, who runs in 5th position, no, he'll be on 21 points as well. So, in fact, Hemphill will finish the day in 4th position. So as the leader, Robert Hogan comes across the line to complete 10 laps. His last lap, a 33.002. His best so far today was on lap number 2, was a 32.79. He's had this race in control from the first turn, and McCabe is now 3.4 seconds behind the race leader. Benjamin Forbes still 0.6 of a second behind McCabe. In fact, Forbes looks like he's lost a little bit more ground now and has the added difficulty coming up to get past Ian McPhee, who has gone a lap down in the super heavies. He's the second of the Ruiz construction entries, the number 51, working up the back straight. So will McCabe and Forbes catch McPhee in an awkward position. No, it doesn't look like it. He holds his line. In fact, it's working out worse for Forbes, who does catch McPhee right before the pit turn. And so you would think that that will have ended the challenge for Benjamin Forbes on John McCabe completely now, as that gap is out almost to a second. So Robert Hogan, two wins, a fourth place in heat number two, and looking to cruise this one home with two laps left to run. Hogan had a great start to the year in January at the first round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. He looks like he's going to build on that success, and with plenty of confidence as the karts and karters all concentrate now on the Southern Star Series, which makes its way to Canberra on the 23rd and 24th of March. The white flag is out now, and Hogan comes across the line. He is 4.7 seconds ahead of John McCabe. Forbes, 0.8 of a second further back. Then it's Laver, who is 3.3 seconds behind Benjamin Forbes, with McCabe a further 4 seconds behind him. Now, an interesting battle here in the Super Heavies on this last lap. Greg Williams has closed in on the 26 of Eddie Ruiz. As the checkered flag is out, Robert Hogan takes the victory. John McCabe comes home in second. Forbes is home in third. Across the line, Barry Laver is in fourth. As three wide across the start-finish line as they caught the back marker in there, McPhee. Ruiz getting pipped on the line by Greg Williams. Now, I spoke to Eddie Ruiz during the lunch break. He still has his transponder mounted on his side pod, not on the nose pod where most of the others have the transponder located. And he said he'd have it changed 30 seconds after he gets beaten at the line. And here, in the fourth heat of the day, he's beaten at the line, and quite possibly it was the transponder location that made the difference, because the gap between Williams and Ruiz was 0.005 of a second. So McPhee certainly proving a factor in that last run to the checkered flag. Danny Jarks finishes in 8th place. So great run there in the Sportsman Heavy and Super Heavies. We finish the day off with the Sportsman Light here at the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.
Yes, firewood suppliers have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required size.
That's at 0.005 of a second. That's transponder location, isn't it?
694.
Yeah, so if he had it on his nose plate, yes, he would have finished.
Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Canberra Kart Shed is now open at Unit 1, 55 Townsend Street in Fishwick. Give Brett a call today for all your karting and chassis requirements. And the Canberra Kart Shed also runs Freckle engines. With their own engine dyno, they can tune your engine to perfection. You can check them out online, www.kartshed.com.au, or give Brett a call on 0438 303 224. The Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsor.
Ask the question if these guys want to go 15 laps. They might want to go 12.
As we wait now for Sportsman Light to head out onto the track, it'll be Adrian Hogan out in the pole position from Harrison Knight in the 42, Jacob Fripp in the 75, and Lisak Shikoski out in the 43. So Sportsman 125 Light heading out on the track to start our final race for the day. Like to thank all the great officials who have done a fantastic job right across this weekend's racing here at the Canberra Kartway. We thank them for all their help and look forward to seeing all the competitors back here on the 23rd and 24th of March for the start of what will be a very interesting racing series, which is, of course, the Southern Stars Series. And also, for more details on that, you can go to the Canberra Kart Racing Club website, www.canberrakarts.com.au. And whilst you're there, check out all the great plans for the redevelopment of the Canberra Kartway. Those plans being voted on last Wednesday night at the Canberra Kart Racing Club meeting. And if you're here at the track, you can check out those plans in the canteen, but I know they've got a special section on the website for the redevelopment of the Canberra Kartway, and those plans are being kept up to date there as well. So in good formation now, looking for a start here for the final heat of the day. It's the fourth heat of Sportsman Light. Even start. Hogan gets the advantage going into turn number one. Height slots into second there as Fripp's in third. Shavosky is in fourth as Fripp tries to do a crossover move through the right-hander. It gets him very wide as they come up over the rise. Good work there by Knight not to let the cart run too wide and get into the side of Fripp, who is on a bonsai mission. Dives up the inside round the top turn. And the crossover coming off the top turns. Knight's takes second place back, but that's giving Hogan now a big break at the front of the field. Hogan leads the way. Knight, Fripp, Shukoski, all nose to tail at the moment. Knight, Fripp and Shukoski, but Shukoski has struggled for pace right throughout the day and just starts to fall back as the tyres get up to temperature. It's just like he doesn't have the chassis settings there to keep his cart as consistent as the runners in front. But Hogan, who had almost a second lead on lap number one, and oh, Shukoski off the circuit this time as he came through the dogleg onto the front straight, and that will put him out of contention almost certainly for a solid placing in this fourth and final heat of the day. So Hogan's gap shut down by 0.2 of a second. He's only 0.7 of a second in the lead last time past the start finish line, and that gap looks like it's been closed up even further as he comes across the start finish line. So Hogan won heat 1 and 3 with Knight winning heat 2. The points gap is 2 points going into this final. And if Knight was to win it with Hogan second, that would put Knight on the top step of the podium and the points overalls after the four heats. So, Hogan now, under a bit of pressure as this gap closes down to about 0.2 of a second, 0.286 to be exact. And as they go through the S's, that gap is down to a quarter of a cart length. So as Hogan and Knight battle it out for the lead, Fripp is back there. He's 1.4 seconds off the leader in Adrian Hogan. Nothing between first and second now as they complete lap number five. 10 laps remaining in this fourth and final heat as Hogan just seemed to, it looked almost like his foot slipped on the accelerator there, coming through the dogleg. He's full throttle now as he tries to work his way back up over the rise. A cart length the difference between first and second place as they work their way around the top of the circuit. They head back down into the pit turn. Hogan's last lap, a 32.78 to Knight's a 32.76. Nothing between those two. The fastest lap of the race so far has gone to Harrison Knight, the second place runner, a 32.378. So as the leader heads around the top of the circuit now, it is Knight putting the pressure on race leader Hogan in the 17. With 8 laps left to run, there's plenty of time for Knight to make his move. The gap at the line, 0.2 of a second. In term number 1, it was down to about 6 inches as they worked their way through the S's at concertinas back and forth throughout the space of the lap. It looks like Knight is a little bit stronger in braking and turn in, whereas Hogan has the straight line speed to just break away, particularly on acceleration. Across the line once again, the gap 1.48 of a second, and this time Hogan has not been able to shake Knight. And Knight gets the run out of the S's, this time up over the rise. Knight's got the momentum now. Hogan just picks his line. Knight stays in his wheel tracks, doesn't jump out, just using the slip screen. As they come off the top turn, Knight makes the move, and Knight is your new race leader. So Knight now will take the lead from Adrian Hogan. Fripp's in third still with Krakowski back there in fourth. Knight, great move that time to set up for the pass. It took him about 4 laps to make that move. Now with 5 laps remaining, how can Hogan respond? As the points stand currently, Harrison Knight wins the day on the countback because he has won the last race of the day. The fourth heat carries the split decider. So at the moment, Harrison Knight, 1 heat 2, he leads heat 4, and he leads it by 0.234 of a second, although it is Hogan who closes up again around the top of the circuit. In through the pit turn, it's Hogan who's throwing that card around now. He had a quick look over his shoulder to see how back Fripp was. He's got no pressure behind him. He just needs to concentrate on making the pass in the three and a half laps that remain. As they head up the back straight, the gap at the line was 0.188. The gap between the two carts on the top of the circuit, well, you wouldn't be able to get a piece of tissue paper between the two bumpers. As Knight leads the way down, a great finish to the second round of the Canberra Carter Racing Club Championship. The biggest gap for a while at the start finish line. Knight has a 0.364 second advantage as they work through the S's and up over the rise towards the dip, and it looks like Knight has got himself some breathing room now with 2 laps to go at the stripe. Hogan trying to close in, but Knight looks like he's got him covered as they head through the pit turn. 2 laps now. The gap, it's extended, 2.464. Last lap, a 32.72 for Knight, a 32.82 for Hogan as they head up the back straight now. Around the top of the circuit, what has Hogan got left to throw at Knight here in the 42? Knight leads the way to the pit turn and towards the white flag. It's Harrison Knight leading the way. Adrian Hogan still 0.4 of a second behind. He lost another fraction of a second going into the turn number 1. It looks like Hogan's looking around like he knows he's got nothing left. Knight, on the last race of the day, is going to head around the top of the circuit. He looks like he's got it under control. And Harrison Knight takes the victory in heat number 4. He'll end on 4 points apiece in Sportsman Light Racing. Fripp and Krakowski finish in 3rd and 4th. And unofficially, on the countback, Harrison Knight takes the top step on the podium as he won the last race of the day. Once again, thanks to all our great sponsors in the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. And also, We will thank once again the officials who have done a great job. Of course, the next race here at the Canberra Kartway is on the 23rd and 24th of March, and it is the Southern Star Series. Registrations is open now, and we look forward to seeing you back for that one. Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concreting and paving needs, give them a call today.